roll over.
Got a lot to talk about.
Those
tests?
Okay.
Oh, look at all those notes.
You
should see all the notes. Red, yellow,
they
got every color of the rainbow on there.
It almost looks redacted. There's so many notes.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the July 5th, 2023 City of Newark Planning Commission meeting. This is Will Hurd, Chair of the Planning Commission. I'm going to skip all of the guidelines on meeting structure because that's to instruct the public who are not present at the moment. So that takes us to item one, Chair's remarks. Just to note, as I sent in the email, that the city has currently suspended the hybrid meeting option. Also the ability to live stream because of continuing issues with the equipment. So we are hopeful that the new equipment will be installed as soon as possible. Oh. Installed and operational soon, and we'll be able to return to hybrid meetings because that's the best thing. All right. That takes us to item two, the minutes. Are there any edits or corrections to the minutes from June 6th? All right, seeing none, the minutes are approved by acclamation. Takes us to item three, review and consideration of a recommendation to amend comprehensive plan B2.0 in chapter 32 zoning of the Code of the City of Newark to add new uses to the MI and MOR zoning categories, including schools and churches modeled after Newcastle County Code. Planner Fortner.
Hi, good evening, Mr. Chairman and Planning Commissioners. Ordinance was brought before you. It was developed at the request of the Planning Commission, and it would permit certain, we call institutional uses in the MOR, Manufacturing Office Research, and the General Industrial MI zoning districts as a conditional use with a council-approved special use permit. So specifically, the uses are, as outlined in your memos, schools of all types, so public, private, elementary, junior, high school. Also with that is trade schools only to the MOR. It's was already adopted in the MI. Planning Commission Council adopted that in 2019. However, we're proposing a little change to that, and I'll talk about more of that in a little later. And then churches, defined as places of worship, seminary or covenant, parish house and Sunday school buildings, and then finally police and fire stations. So there are at least two benefits to this. Well, first is the Planning Development Department finds that the uses in this industrial district and in Newark and the region nationwide continue to evolve and transition from strictly industrial uses to more of a mixed use, more variety of uses within the district. And so while they still include manufacturing uses, they also include things like warehousing now, office for professional services. We permit microbrews in them. Recreational facilities are all permitted in this. And so this is part of the evolving trend with this type of zoning district. The second part is more of a practical administrative reasons. We have uses that apply for these districts, and they need a zoning change. Most biggest example of that is the New York Charter School. And so to do that, we have to rezone the properties, in that case, RH. And so if that school was to ever leave or relocate, that land would still be zoned RH, and we'd have to go through a rezoning process. And so under this proposal, we would just allow those uses under there as a conditional use. So we would go through a big kind of public process, vetting, making sure the use was appropriate there. But we would maintain the zoning for that district as an MI or MOR. And so if that use ever went away, then it would already be rezoned or already zoned for the industrial uses, which is what we want to keep it. A couple notes. Let's see. While the proposed use these uses are often appropriate in the MOR and MI zoning districts, there are instances where they might not be, and so therefore that's why we're doing it as a special use permit. Also note that under the special use permit process, if the parcel or the land is more than an acre, they'll become for the Planning Commission. So you'll give a recommendation on to you'll review the special use permit and before it goes to council as well. And finally, as part of the part of this, we are also recommending that we update the table 10.2 in the comprehensive development plan. It's just sort of an administrative thing. It's just part of the price of having a very thorough, detailed, comprehensive development plan is when we change the zoning district, sometimes that changes the definitions and the comprehensive plan. So we've sort of updated that to reflect some of the local updates that we did. Again, we also updated these in 2019 and previously, so we kind of updated for those uses as well. Finally, with just an explanation on trade schools, and it was put in the MI zoning district in 2019, and if you see in the report, it has this line that we're recommending deleting it. First of all, it was in there under item 7. I'm looking at page 2, line 78 on your report. Number 7, this report didn't show up very well, but it's explained in more in the text. But it says in the text currently, it says institutional business or trade school. There's no commas in there. In every other zoning district, it's all commas. So we think that was a mistake. So we're inserting a comma after instructional, comma, business, comma, or trade school. And we're recommending deleting A, which we didn't find that to be a useful passage, and we weren't quite sure what it meant for that. So, I mean, it seemed to be given a definition of instructional business or trade school, so we recommended taking out, and that would make it uniform with all the other zoning districts that trade school is permitted in. And that concludes my report, and I can take any questions.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Bradley.
Thank you. Not really many comments. Actually, no comments. I like the idea. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Kadar.
I seem to recall that Vice Chairman Silverman was the one who suggested looking at this several months ago. I was at that meeting. And I agree with what you've done here, and I intend to support it, so I have no questions.
That's what I heard, but okay.
Okay. Commissioner Stein.
I have no comments or questions. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Tugnas.
No comments. Pretty straightforward.
Right. Thank you. I guess my only question, so we had trade school defined in other zoning districts, but just as trade schools or instructional schools?
It's just like it's stated in on okay. The line. It's
yeah, that
like
is that. That is an odd little sub thing to have only in the MO, in the MI.
Without the commas? It didn't have the commas in the A, yeah.
Yeah, that's not, okay. And I appreciate that you're making this basically a conditional special use permit use, because that does make sense to include it, but to give them a pathway.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Have there been any public comments submitted on this item? Okay. Anyone wishing to give public comment? No. Okay. Closing public comment. Bringing it back to the dais. Any further discussion before we move to the motion? All right, seeing none. Secretary Kadar.
The Planning Commission recommends that the City Council amend Chapter 32, Zoning, Article 7 and Article 7A, Section 32-21 MI District, and Section 21-23 MOR District, per the plan detailed in the development in the Planning and Development Department report dated June 27th, 2023.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, we have a typo. So in the recommendation, it's called 2123, and it is actually section 3223. For the MOR district. What about that? Okay.
Well, section 32-21.
So, if you look at the text of the recommendation, it amends 32. Section 32-21 and 32-23.
32.
But the text of the recommendation says 2123. So, with that typographic amendment, we will continue the motion.
You can do it if you want.
That's fine. Did we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. No, we'll take this.
Good.
Any discussion to the motion? All right, moving to the vote. Commissioner Bradley.
Aye.
Commissioner Kadar.
Aye.
Commissioner Stein.
Aye.
Commissioner Tokenas.
Aye.
And I am aye as well. Motion carries. right, that takes us to item four, review and consideration of an amendment to the off-street parking requirements table in section 32-45A1, table one, to reflect the newly adopted name of automobile vehicle fueling service station and to clarify the parking requirements that apply to automobile vehicle fueling service stations with a retail store component. Yes, because I can't remember what it is, so I can't address you.
Josh Solji, Planner 2, Newark Planning and Development.
Thank you.
On December 26, 2022, the Planning Commission reviewed an ordinance defining combination convenience stores and gas stations in the code under the automobile vehicle refueling service station use and recommended it to City Council for approval. On February 13, 2023, City Council approved that ordinance. An unintended consequence of this change was that convenience stores with gas pumps, typified by businesses like Wawa, Dash N, and Royal Farms, now clearly fell under the automobile service station category for the purposes of determining parking requirements. Previously, this use had been categorized under retail store for the purposes of parking, with no problems arising from excessive or insufficient parking spaces. Service station parking requirements are based on the lot area of a proposed development rather than the building area of the proposed use. Retail parking requirements are based on the size of the proposed store, five spaces per 1,000 square feet. The service station requirement could adversely affect subsequent development proposals by requiring insufficient or excessive amounts of parking for a given use based on the lot area it will occupy. For example, a 2,000 square foot store on a 1 acre lot would require more parking than a 10,000 square foot store on a half acre lot. The Planning and Development Department proposes updating Table 1 of Section 3245A1, off-street parking requirements, to provide an exception for limited automobile vehicle refueling service stations that include retail food stores if no repairs are to be performed on site. We propose these changes in order to return to the retail store parking requirements for the convenience store with gas pumps use. Planning also proposes to amend the name of the automobile service station in Table 1 to better conform with the language used in Section 32.4 definitions and Section 32.19 general business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll begin with Commissioner Cater.
Okay. Quick question. As I read line 85, the table with the specific standards identified there, I have a question. What about, and I don't know that this exists, but it might somewhere. Services limited to the sale of fuel oil and minor accessories with repairs performed, minor repairs performed, and a retail food store. Which standard would apply?
In that case, the automobile vehicle refueling or the service station requirement would apply.
Even though the retail store would draw more customers and would require more parking space, isn't the retail store what's really driving all of this and not so much whether or not they do auto repairs?
Possibly, but I do believe that the purpose of parking requirements for the auto repairs is to have location to store vehicles while they're being worked on. And combining those uses, I think, would.
Okay, so it has to be auto services limited to just selling fuel oil and minor accessories with no repairs, and a retail food store gets the retail parking requirement.
That is
correct. Spaces.
Yes.
Anything short of that gets
service
the
station.
Tighter restriction. All right. Okay, I think I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, Commissioner Stein.
So I'm clear, we are reducing the amount of required spaces for a Wawa, or increasing the amount of required spaces for a Wawa?
It would be determining the required number of spaces based on the size of the store rather than the size of the lot, which we've kind of currently moved it into.
So if I were to build the same Wawa at the corner of Marrows Road, would I be increasing the number of spaces or would I be decreasing the number of spaces?
I can't speak specifically to that project. Like I haven't looked at that applying both criteria.
I can speak to that. Director Bensley. This, so if you're talking about the existing Wawa at the corner of Mirrors and 273, this would be the same standard that we applied when that was developed. So prior to February of 2023, we applied the retail store standard to kind of the Wawa Royal Farms type model of convenience store gas stations. So, and part of that was because of the retail food store being a big traffic driver with those, and looking at how it didn't make sense necessarily to have it based on, to have a standard based on acreage, because whether, you know, if you have the same size store, it doesn't really matter whether it's on a lot of property or a little bit of property, you're probably generating about the same amount of business. When we made the changes in February, one of the kind of, as Josh mentioned, the unintended consequences was that we took it out of the parking standard for retail food stores, or for retail stores, and clearly put it as an automobile vehicle refueling service station. So before, since it wasn't really clear in the code, we were going with the automobile service station for the special use permit, but we were going with the retail food store for the parking. And in trying to kind of get everything under one standard, this was an area that we missed in updating the code. So we're looking to have this go back to what the traditional standard has been in determining parking, and having it be based on the retail store component as opposed to the automobile refueling service station, which really doesn't make sense for some of these larger sites.
Okay. I think that is clear.
Okay. You're welcome. Commissioner Tilgness.
That cleared it up for me. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Bradley.
Thank you. In your opening statement there, did you say right now retail store parking requirements are 5 per 1,000 square feet?
That is correct.
And is this going to 1 per 1,000 square feet?
It would be putting them back under the retail store of 5 per 1,000 square feet. The service station use is 1 space per 1,000 square feet of lot area.
Okay. So,
and so we would be putting them back in the retail food store with 5 spaces per 1,000 square feet of building area.
So what does your Wawa typically square footage run?
Depending on the size.
20,000? We have a few in review, so about 5,000 square feet.
Okay, so 5,000. So,
yeah, so 25 spaces.
For 25
okay.
Parking space.
And how does that seem to be holding up at the Wawa at Mirrors Road? When people drive by, do you ever see overflow parking? Is that a problem?
That one, I don't go by that one much. I know there's quite a few on the one over in down on Elkton Road. They right. seem to have plenty of parking.
Yeah.
That one is not.
That's not.
Mornings, it's a little tight, but. Even, I mean, they have a row against Mirrors Road, and that tends to cover.
Okay. And does this affect any projects in the pipeline?
There is one that it would affect, yes.
And which one would that be?
It is the 1115 South mm-hmm. College site, which it's a 1-acre site, and then it's about a 4,000 square foot Wawa.
Okay. And will this be, I don't want to use the word beneficial, but beneficial to Wawa, this?
So it's
way of accounting it, or the previous way?
As I say, it's our intention to apply this, if this standard is adopted, to apply this standard to that project. It would be beneficial to them because they when they originally came in as a sketch plan, it was prior to the other changes. So they came in with parking under the retail food store or under the retail store application because that's what we were doing at the time. When they submitted after the new changes, that's when we realized, this is not the standard that we should be calculating this now based on the current code. So we went back to them and said, look, this is something that was not an intentional change to the standard. So, you know, when we're bringing this to Planning Commission and to Council, it would be our intention to permit this project to go in under the new standard for parking so they would not need to seek a variance.
So my understanding from what you said on the resubmittal to, mm-hmm. to when we changed mm-hmm. the code before this, Did they come in with a lower amount of parking spots? Is that what is that what caught your eye? Or?
They came in with the same amount, but when we were as they did with the sketch plan, but when we were looking at the code as to the parking standards and saying, okay, this clearly falls into an automobile service station category now, which previously it had been applied at a retail food store category. That's the guidance they had been given when they were developing their plan. This was kind of an unintentional change midstream. So, you know, in looking at how to move the moving the project forward, we felt it was that the automobile refueling station category did not accurately reflect what we were looking for out of a project, particularly because, you know, in especially in that 896 corridor, one of the things we've been really trying to do, and also I would say along that the Elkton Road corridor with the new pedestrian and cycling improvements that are either have been put in or scheduled to be put in both areas, we're really trying to encourage for these type of projects specific bicycle access that will not, you know, necessarily be in conflict with motor vehicles, as well as good pedestrian access that won't be in conflict with motor vehicles. And by requiring more parking spaces instead of letting them take that space to accommodate some of those improvements, we really felt like that was not working toward the goals of what we want that's in, you know, the comprehensive plan, the sustainability plan, the TID. You know, we really wanted to be able to give some incentives to encourage multimodal transportation, not just because you have a larger lot, you should have more asphalt and more parking spots.
Okay. So how does, kind of bouncing a little bit away from that, how does the EV refueling factor into parking spaces under our code? Does it at all? So if Wawa wants to have some charging stations, do they take up one of those parking spaces, or is that in addition to?
So at this point, the code is silent on that. So we have been interpreting that an EV parking spot would still be a parking spot. It would not be over and above the current parking requirements.
So technically, that would be a parking spot, but anybody that parks in there that does have an EV is going to get. I mean, I'm just pining here. is that something that the planning department is looking into, how to handle charging stations?
So we are looking at a larger piece of charging station legislation to bring forward. We are waiting for the end of the state's legislative session because they have several EV and EV charging related items in there. So now that that has concluded and we know what the final changes to state code are going to be, we'll be looking to update our proposals and move things forward.
Could I ask that you guys just take a look at EV charging for parking requirements mm-hmm. during that whole process?
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
My only question, this is just from sort of reading through this, and I don't want to open this current one, but the two parking requirements for the automobile service station, it talks about one space per employee during period of greatest employment, which makes sense. For the retail store, it just says one off-street parking space for each employee. But I would imagine that that's actually like each employee or employees during a shift or average. It can't be total number of employees because that's pretty big. How is that typically interpreted?
We interpret it typically as the number of employees during the greatest or the largest shift. So however meant it, in your busiest time of day, how many employees do you have on, and that's how many spots you would need to have.
Okay. That might be something you want to take back at some point and just bring to us at some point to clarify that the period of greatest employment shift or something.
Okay.
Because that's a loophole now. I'm looking at that going. You could say, oh yeah, every single employee gets a parking space, and that's not really what we want. Okay, that's all I have. Has any public comment been submitted on this item? Okay, anyone fishing to put that? No. Okay. Any further discussion of the amendment before we move to the motion? Okay, Secretary Cater.
The Planning Commission recommends that City Council amend Chapter 32, Zoning, Article 14, Section 32-45A1, Table 1, as detailed in the Planning and Development Report dated June 16th, 2023.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion to the motion? All right, moving to the vote. Commissioner Cater.
Aye.
Commissioner Stein.
Aye.
Commissioner Togenes.
Aye.
Commissioner Bradley.
Aye.
And I am aye as well. Motion carries. All right. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the, anyway. That takes us to item five, informational items. And we will begin with the planning director's report.
Okay. Hope everybody had a good holiday yesterday. So projects that have gone to council or are going to council since our last meeting, June 12th, we have the first reading of the 65 South Chapel / 101 Victoria Court rezoning. June 26th, we had the first readings for the two ordinances that were heard at your June Planning Commission meeting, so the special use permit allowance for veterinary hospital use in BB, as well as the state licensed massage therapist being added to definition of personal services. Also wrapped up in that was the change in the definition for therapists, or I should say for offices for professional services for therapists, more of a medical type that we heard last year. We kind of, that had gotten set aside while we were figuring out the massage therapist purpose or the massage therapist change that was at the last meeting. So we've wrapped those two into one ordinance and that's going to council. This upcoming Monday, July 10th, we have the second reading for the 65 South Chapel Street, as well as the related major subdivision with site plan approval. We also on that agenda have a, for code enforcement, we're requesting an additional fire protection specialist to be added to the department, so, or to the division, so we'll see how that goes. July 17th, we have two items for the department, the International Property Maintenance Code updates that we're working on. We've come to a couple of policy-related decision points that we are asking for direction from council on, particularly around rental inspections and rental permits. So that is a discussion item that we're going to be looking for direction from council on the 17th. We also have a potentially an amendment for the CDBG revenue program revenue that we have gotten to be allocated, looking to add more funds to our home improvement program. The council meeting on July 24th, we're scheduled for the second readings of the veterinary hospital item and the therapist and massage therapist item, as well as a related special use permit for First State Vet Urgent Care up at the Shops at LeVere's at that meeting, provided that the related ordinance passes. Other happenings in the department, we went over the property maintenance code updates. EnerGov, we are looking to have initial meetings with lead city staff, Jesse in particular, in July and August with a full project kickoff in September. So we're eager to get that going. DART Connect Newark, which is our microtransit program that we'll be implementing. We've been working with DART on marketing and a public outreach plan. We are on track to launch that service on August 7th. So we're looking forward to that. Rental Housing Work Group and Affordable Housing, we are on the August 1st Planning Commission agenda planning to bring an overview presentation on inclusionary zoning for discussion as part of that agenda to start that conversation, basically do what we've done previously, have that conversation, or what we did with the Affordable Housing presentation earlier this year where we have the conversation with you all first and then go to council, kind of have the same overview with them, get feedback from both groups, and looking to develop a future ordinance. The next Planning Commission meeting is on August 1st. As I mentioned, we're going to have inclusionary zoning on there, as well as we are tentatively scheduling the minor subdivision and special use permits for 1105 Elkton Road, which is going to be a Wawa plan. So we will have the first of our three Wawa plans that are in the pipeline coming to you guys hopefully on August 1st. And that is all I have for today.
Where's the third?
So there is the 1105 Elkton Road, 1115 South College are both convenience store gas station combinations. And then 1050 South College, which is the old Boston Market site, is the proposed drive-through, yes.
That's going to be interesting.
And 1105 is the former
Leon's Garden World.
Leon's Garden World.
Yep. Corner of Otch Chapel and Octo Road.
Rezoned.
Yep.
So that could do. Okay. Cool. Also in our packet are the quarterly reports for January through March and April through June.
I think Jesse also has an update. Sorry.
Jesse. We did say you need to put deputy director's report on there.
It's okay. Very quickly, 339, 341, and 349 East Main. A letter is being finalized to go out. 1105 Elkton Road, which the second letter was sent out to them on June 14th, and 1050 South College, the SAC letter was sent to them on June 9th.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, thank you. So again, we have quarterly reports to review. Been a little slow the first half of the year, but it sounds like that's going to be picking up as things start happening. All right, thank you. This is that. New business. Any items for discussion by city staff or planning commissioners that they would like to have included on a future agenda? No. Okay. And that takes us to general public comment. Has anything been submitted online on general public comment? No. Anyone present? No. Okay. And having reached the end of the agenda, the meeting is adjourned.
And there was much rejoicing.
Go up.
Is this a record?
Yes.
It's gotta be a record.
It's gotta be.
I think it is.